welcome to season 3 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 23 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain, to feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. For more relaxation, stretching, core stability, back strength, and happiness. So Leslie, big welcome to today's podcast. Thank you so much for being a guest today.
Thank you very much for having me, Beth. I feel really honoured to be here. Thank you.
Oh, bless. Thank you. Well, thank you ever so much. Well, we're going to tell you a little bit about you. So you're a money mastery business coach who helps female business owners improve their relationship with money. So we met in Women in Business. That's really lovely. And we're going to talk, well, you're going to talk today about 3 tips to help female entrepreneurs with their money, especially if there's any stress or money mindset issues or even back pain going on or any pain going on, and maybe in relation to income, business as well. So we'll share those tips in a minute, but we're just going to have a bit of a welcome chit chat first of all today. So tell me a little bit more about you and your work, first of all.
Well, I've run my own business for over 11 years now, but I've always been a coach or mentor on an informal basis for many years before that. And I decided back in 2020 to formalise being a business coach and to take a number of different qualifications to facilitate that. I planned to become a business coach, but the more I studied, the more I realised the link between our relationship with money, our sense of self-value and self-worth, and how that directly feeds into our confidence. So I decided to specialise in money mindset, but have widened that out into being our relationship with money, because our relationship with money affects so many aspects of our business, not just the number in the bank account. It's how visible we are in our business, how well we market ourselves. Do we put effective boundaries in place? Are we playing smaller than we should do? Are we shying away from having conversations around money, etc., etc.? So for me, I look holistically at my clients' relationship with money and how they can transform that relationship to make it really, really effective for them. And that in turn increases the money in their bank account.
Yeah, thank you, Leslie. Now, you might be listening today and thinking, well, what has all this money mindset and income got to do with the body, the mind? Well, I think, in my opinion, it's got everything to do with it, because I think it really has. So one of the things, Leslie, you've sometimes been to the osteopath, and you said that the mindfulness Pilates bit has helped a little bit with your neck.
Absolutely. So I'd had a problem with my neck, with mobility. It came on me all of a sudden one day, and I just thought that it was a sleeping, you know, I'd slept awkwardly, but it lasted for weeks and weeks and weeks. I spoke to you about it, Bev, and you very kindly gave me some exercises to try, and slowly but surely that increased the mobility in my neck, the tension reduced further down my back as well. And now, as you can see, I can move my neck freely, which I couldn't do when we first spoke together. I had a real problem being able to move to my left side, but that's been completely eradicated.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah, you just needed, for you, you just needed, you said about your posture improving as well, you just needed some better posture and some really good neck stretches and to move more. And yeah, it's just an example. It's just, yeah, it's really nice how you didn't need too much. That's really good.
It's the whole thing about being mindful, isn't it? It's being mindful of how you're sitting. It's being mindful of how you're holding yourself. It's being mindful of what stress can do for your body and how your body reacts to that stress. And I think for me, you gave me that timely reminder that everything that goes on with a busy life and running a business and being a mum, we carry it in our bodies. Unless we're mindful to release it correctly, then we could be allowing ourselves to be in unnecessary pain. And you helped remind me of that.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you for sharing, Leslie. Thank you so much. Now, I'm a big fan of your podcast. It's called Let's Talk Money and More. So if you're looking for a new podcast to listen to, definitely go and have a listen. I've listened to nearly 99% of the episodes. It's definitely well worth a listen. So, Leslie, thank you so much for creating your podcast. Now, in today's one, we're going to get you to share three tips with everybody, because there can be quite a link between stress and, you know, being in business and how you're feeling about money. And even I do believe that stress can relate to even back pain. I ended up with spinal injections, I don't know when that was, forever ago. And I do believe I didn't need them, because, you know, sometimes the stress can be all sorts of different things. For me, that was divorce stress, but sometimes it can be money stress. You know, it can be all sorts of things for people. Yeah. And all you need is maybe a bit of Pilates or a bit of coaching, or Leslie's podcast will be sorted. So we're going to share three, or Leslie's now going to share her first tip on helping you with, you know, with your money mindset.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, you're so right. You know, when we are stressed about something, we do hold it somewhere in our bodies, and holding it somewhere in our bodies in the way that we shouldn't is going to cause us discomfort or pain. So there's a definite link between having concerns about your relationship with money and how that's going to show up in your body. So the first tip I would give is having awareness of how your relationship with money is impacting you and your life. So to be really aware of the conversation that you are having internally with yourself when it comes to your relationship with money. It might be that you don't believe you are worthy to invite more money into your life. You may feel that you can't increase your prices because clients are going to walk away. You may believe that you can't grow your business beyond a certain ceiling. Really understand what's going on for yourself with regards to your relationship with money and how that negative talk could be playing into your psyche that is causing stress to actually occur in your body. The next thing I would say is to really...
Tip two, here we go.
The next thing to say is be aware of those self-limiting beliefs that you have around money. Write out 3 to 6 limiting beliefs you know you have around money, and then write 3 to 6 more. And the reason to write 3 to 6 more is normally the real money beliefs that we have that are causing the greatest impact are those buried a little bit more deeply than just surface area. So really sit down with yourself, have a quiet 10, 20 minutes, and really think about those limiting beliefs. Write them down, and then write them in the positive. Because by writing them in the positive, they become your personal affirmations. There's no point in somebody like me giving you my affirmations, because they may not be relevant to where you are in your life today. So actually write down your negative thoughts, rewrite them in the positive, and they become your affirmations that you can read out loud at least a couple of times a day.
Yeah, that's great tip. Report back to us if you join in properly with these tips. Tip three, please, Leslie. Thank you.
So tip three is actually to have the observation of what is going on for you daily in your life around money. So what, when you are actually doing your everyday life, what is it that comes up for you? How does what you do then impact on what you're saying to yourself? So it isn't just about sitting down and thinking about that internal conversation. It's actually observing your own reaction to what comes up for you in everyday life. So observing that conversation that you go on to have with yourself and how that then impacts your actions and your behaviors. Because when we really understand the impact of our actions and behaviors, that puts us in a better position to either avoid those situations or to prepare ourselves for those situations. It's a little bit like deciding you want to lose some weight and recognizing that actually, if you have a packet of biscuits in the house, if you have one biscuit, you'll have the whole packet. So what do? You avoid having the biscuits in the house. It's exactly the same with our relationship with money. If we know there are certain triggers that start us having talking to ourselves in a way that we wouldn't want to. We should always talk to ourselves as though we were our best friend. But certain situations, comparisonitis, for example, can have us talking to ourselves in a really negative way that then drives us to negative actions and behaviors that then creates that downward spiral. So be really aware of what is going on and how you react in certain situations. That would be my top three.
That's just a brilliant tip, because sometimes that, for some people, that can spiral into not just the negative thinking, but that can lead to anxiety and panic attacks and even depression, and a very big black hole for some people. So these tips, Leslie, today are absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for sharing them with everybody. I really hope you, the listeners, really finding this helpful. So report back to us. That'd be amazing. And the final thing we're going to talk about today is you have a great 4-day money confidence challenge coming up in April. I mean, you might be listening to this in a year's time, but even for those of you who are hardcore fans, you've got this wonderful challenge coming up imminently. And do you want to just tell us briefly about it?
Absolutely.
So you can obviously sign up in the link in the, we'll put all your bio and all your social media links and website in the comments after, but tell us all about it briefly, Leslie.
Okay. So it's a free 4-day challenge that kicks off next Monday. And it's the best challenge that I've ever created. It is chock full of money mindset, practical exercises, and transformational mindset techniques. So I'm combining practical exercises with mindset techniques to really help those who attend understand where their relationship with money is at right now, techniques to actually transform that relationship, and then how to take that forward effectively by understanding how to meet your future self and the action steps you need to take to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And when we really, really understand our relationship with money at a really core level, we can start to really turn around those limiting beliefs that we have about money. And when we do that, we really put ourselves in a strong position to be able to move forward and create a relationship that really works for us. And next week, Monday the 4th through to Thursday the 7th, that is when I'm going to take people through a really, really transformational approach to their relationship with money.
Yeah, that's April, isn't it? So
it is, April the 4th.
Yeah, lovely. So you can come and join Leslie for that. It's going to be fantastic. But you can follow Leslie anyway. I'll put all the social media links. What's your website for everyone on there?
So it's easy, www.leslieathomas.com. So it's leslieathomas.com.
Yeah, that's lovely. And yeah, we're going to create, we got I Enjoy Favorite Memory from Happy and Calm Cards. So we're going to create beautiful new money mindset and beautiful future life and current life memories from all of this.
Brilliant. Absolutely perfect. Thank you.
Thanks so much for being a guest.
My pleasure. Thanks, Bev. See you soon.
Bye. I really hope you enjoyed that chat today with Leslie. How fantastic was that? And as always, we're going to include a short meditation for you, which you can enjoy now. This is just a 1-minute meditation, the number 10 meditation, which you can enjoy sitting, standing, or lying down. And it's just so good for the mind and the body. So really hope you enjoy it. So you can enjoy this right now. Welcome to today's number 10 relaxation meditation. Get yourself comfortable sitting, standing, or lying down. If you're sitting or standing with good posture, or lying down with your knees bent for back support, whichever is comfortable for you, close your eyes. And you're just going to breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. And just relaxing more and more in each out-breath. Feeling your tummy muscles rise and fall as you breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. With the affirmation, I am relaxed. Breathe and relax.
just allowing a nice full expansion of the lungs as your tummy rises and falls. You can have your hands on your tummy to feel the breathing if you like. Breathe and relax. And just let the tummy rise and fall. And relax. And breathe and relax at your own pace. And just notice how relaxing the exhalation feels as you breathe and relax. And relax. And breathe and relax. One more time. And relax. Really hope you enjoyed today's meditation today. Sending you lots and lots of love, and relax and meditate for as long as you like.
How do you feel after today's short meditation? Some people, some entrepreneurs book in with me and they just say they can't meditate, never been able to meditate, think they've got to empty out the mind and all these things. And then suddenly they can. It's amazing, actually. You don't have to meditate for hours or even an hour, or even half an hour. In fact, some of the best meditations I teach are 30 seconds long, 1 minute long, and 5 to 6 minutes long. How good is that? So I hope you enjoyed that. You can stay there longer, do the meditation again, or simply enjoy. So yeah, if you want to join Leslie on her 4-day money confidence challenge, that comes coming up on the 4th of April for the 4 days, and to help you earn more income and feel happier in your relationship with money. So that's pretty fantastic. And it does have a great knock-on effect on the back and the body and the mind, because they are all very linked, actually. So I really hope, you know, you find Leslie's work inspiring both today and going forward as well. Thanks again, Leslie, so much for being on the podcast. Have a brilliant week to you all. Thank you for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduced back pain to feel good one-to-one Mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or Mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.